Hello, ladies, and welcome to the Emerge Woman Magazine podcast, where we keep it real, relevant, and relatable for today's woman. I'm your host, Kiana Cressman, founder of Emerge Woman Magazine, and we are so excited to welcome our special guest today, Jasmine Romaine. Welcome, Jasmine.
Oh, Kiana, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
Thank you. So today we're going to discuss, are you ready for success? Many times in life, ladies, we discuss how to avoid failure, how to recover from failure, and even in avoiding. I mean, we're going to have situations that occur, but they're going to help us to learn. But we oftentimes discuss how to overcome setbacks, delays, all of those things. But this episode seeks to prepare you for when you succeed, when the success happens, when the profitability happens, when the things that you actually set your goals to do happen. How do you prepare for the success that happens? So as career professionals and business women, and whatever, you know, path and journey God has you on, we want you to prepare for success mentally as well as a person. So Jasmine has a lot of experience in that area, so we're so happy to have her. And I'm just going to share some details and tidbits about who she is and what she does. So Jasmine Romaine is the founder and president of Jazcellence LLC, as well as an author of Jazz Inspirations. She is a transformation strategist and motivational speaker, with her mission being to help women with clarity and confidence so they can move further into their purpose, all by leveraging how to use their God-given gifts to make money and develop their confidence to win in a competitive market. Wow, amazing. Thank you so much again for being here this morning, Jasmine.
Yes, I'm a jazz just to be here and to talk about success and how to get there. And are you ready? Talk about are you ready? Because it's time to get ready and have that season for preparing.
Wonderful. So first, could you just tell us a little bit about your journey and how you became a speaker and transformation strategist?
Absolutely, Kiana. You know, I always believe that God always has our purpose already in his hands because he creates everything from our insides out. Like, he has everything in his hands, right? And I believe that he had mine, just like he has yours and the listeners who are listening in. And it's so interesting because you know how we want to do it our way, right, Kiana? We want to have things our way, kind of keep it like Burger King a little bit. But
have it our way.
Yeah, have it our way. And God is like, let's see how that works out. So it's so interesting because for me, in my particular journey, I literally was having this dream of wanting to be the next Wendy Williams and Oprah Winfrey and Freak Infused so I can be a radio personality. That was my goal.
Wow.
I was like, come through, Jesus. This is what I want to do. And this is how I see myself. And he's like, I'm sure he was laughing at me, Kiana, because what happened was it really wasn't like what I thought it would be. So I would travel from different cities, like all the major metropolitan areas like New York City and Chicago and Los Angeles, searching and trying to break into bigger markets into the radio industry. Now, I was able to get in, but it was smaller market, so it wasn't as large as I thought I would be, so I can be that Wendy and Oprah infused type of personality. And
wow.
I remember doors were just being shut in my face, Kiana, and I remember I was just getting so broken. We all have those broken moments because we're trying to do things our way. And I remember I was like, Lord, what do you want me to do? Like, I feel you placed this in my heart, but for some reason, things are not working out. But your word said that all things work together for the good. And that was when he reminded me. He's like, yes, Jasmine, it does. Work together for my good, but I need you to go on my purpose and my route. And it was so interesting because as I started listening to not only the Holy Spirit, but then also started listening and looking at the skills he already gave me, I said, wait. All this time, I'm carrying the tools that he has, and not only the tools that he's given me, but I also noticed that I also have these gifts that are pouring out into other people, and that is empowering them, and that is having a vivacious personality that pulls people closer to want to learn more, not only about him, but how to be successful. And I started using these entrepreneur things that I didn't even know I had in me. But all of a sudden, I'm like developing workshops in major cities, and people are coming in, and I'm able to sell out very quickly. And this was with literally no training at first, Kiana, like no training whatsoever. And I was like, hey, God has put something in me, but what is it? And I didn't understand because I wasn't formally trained at all. And I was just making it happen. And I was reaching new cities and territories that I've never been in because I didn't know these people, but I was able to reach their heart. And not only reach their heart, but also help them to elevate towards success. Success in knowing how to build business, knowing how to network, knowing how to communicate. And so after that, God put me on a different type of path. I ended up getting the formal training because I didn't know anything. I was just going off basically success and making me happy and doing things that I thought was a radio personality-ish.
Right.
In my speaking. But it ended up putting me on a path that was entrepreneurship. And when I finally received the formal training, because the formal training is really what helps you to understand what it is that you're doing, I was able to build even larger. So instead of just impacting the cities of the places that I was at, I was able to take it globally. And so today,
and can I just interject for 1 minute? That is so key what you said about the formalized training. It is great, you know, when you walk in that natural ability and when you have the instinctive ability and all of the gifts and talents that are there, but it's also good and it's okay to get that training because it helps you multiply your efforts and be prepared for the success that's going to come. So thank you so much for sharing that piece, Jasmine.
Oh, you are so welcome. And you know what? At first, I was like, because I went by all that jazz. I'm like, I'm all that jazz. I got this. But then I noticed I was losing some. I was losing dollars on the table. I was like, hold up. Now I'm making it, but something's not happening where I'm able to continue to elevate. So that's why I was like, I need the formal training. And that formal training helped me to understand how I can continue to make a larger impact. And of course, be able to monetize because I wanted to be a business person. A business person knows how to make profits, too. So I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. I'm getting knowledge. Because you said without knowledge, the people perish. So now I'm able to get the wisdom. I'm able to get the knowledge and then share it with others. So that helped out so much. And so with that, I was able to then turn my business, like I said, from city to city to now being able to take it globally. And so now I impact individuals in the States as well as countries and places that I don't even know where it is at sometimes. And I'm like, wow, this is what God does when you not have it your way, but when you go His way, because things work together for the good. And so that's my story, and I'm happy that it's continually being a developing story.
Wonderful. So that is awesome, Jasmine. So success takes on so many different meanings these days, especially because we live in the age of information and technology where things are just coming at us, and then we can see and hear and be exposed to everybody's story or what their projected story is or what they're doing and so much about all of that. So in the midst of this cloud of information that everyone is exposed to and you know, how we define ourselves, how we define success, what does success mean to you personally? And then how would you, so it's a two-part question, and then how would you encourage our listeners to establish a healthy definition of success for themselves?
Gotcha. You know, like you said, like we see so many individuals in the social media, online space, and just everywhere, all around, even in television, media is playing a huge part of what success should look like. But for me, what success means is success is that joy that you have. Now, when for many individuals, if they go to entrepreneurship, some of them have to work that 9-to-5. I was guilty of having to transition from a 9-to-5 and then working my way to the entrepreneurship role too. But what I was so passionate about was the joy that I could bring into when I was doing my entrepreneurship phases. It was that joy of being able to use the gifts and the talents that God gave me. Like I was hungry. You know, you could be hungry.
Yes.
Just people who want water and stuff. But hungry is totally different. That means you want the steak, potatoes, everything, right? So I was hungry for success. I really wanted it. And I was like, well, I want to be able to impact people. And it was that joy that was coming in my heart. It was something that no one else could give. And you know that God gives joy. And I knew that that was coming from him, that every time I was implementing something, and it wasn't even sometimes always the money, because you have your moments where you're making the money, then you'll have your moments where you're learning how to make the money, and then you're learning
right.
some more stuff. But it was more so that joy. I'm like, I'm learning, I'm growing. I'm becoming a different woman every single day. And as I become a different woman, I'm empowering other women around me. And then, of course, the few brave men who want to join in on the journey. But I'm empowering these people who literally want to be more. They now see
right.
and believe in the miracles. And not only the miracles, but what God has literally allowed them to do with their gifts. And for me, that's success. Because success can come in so many forms, but it was about helping people. And then the joy was the compensation that I would get, but then also the tangible efforts would be the compensation of monetary success too. So that to me is what success is. It's mainly the joy. That's what getting jazzed about success is all about. That's what's literally what success to me means. To be happy, to have that fulfillment,
yes.
to not have that mask of, oh, I wish I had this, but say, no, I'm doing it. I'm walking in it every single day.
That's wonderful.
That woman, yes, yes. And for that woman out there who's like, I don't know, I see so many people doing this for success, and they're online showing how to make six figures in this amount of days, and I see them doing this, and I see them living their best life now. For those women out there, whatever your heart thrives on, whatever your heart feels in your spirit, what success is, let that be your light for success. Because if you're able to have that, the other things will come. It will come. The money will come.
Yes.
The freedom will come. Believing bigger will come. The mindset shifts will come. But you got to start with that first element, that element's joy, that element's going to be that piece of it. And don't compare yourself to others, because your journey is unique. And that's how success should mean for you and how you can define it, so that way you can get even further into the promises God has for you.
That's wonderful. And you know what else I heard you sharing as you were sharing all of that so beautifully, defining what success looks like to you and how others can, you know, have a nice, authentic definition of it for themselves, is that you don't have to choose or have either or, that you can have both. So you can love what you're doing, but you can also monetize. And so there is a process to it, yes, because in business, we are there to also make revenue and a profit. But I always believe, Jazz, that I had to choose between both, that in order to, you know, thrive financially, I would have to do something that I didn't really like, that I didn't, or that I was good at, but it just did nothing, you know, for me in terms of happiness and all of that. So on this journey, I've learned that. So it's amazing that the first thing that you said was the joy and the happiness that came as a result of doing what you were passionate about. And so you'll hear a lot of experts out there talking about you can't combine passion and profit, but yes, you can. And I'm seeing women like yourself do it all the time. So, and I'm doing it. So I think, you know, that's amazing that you share that, because even though it sounds simple, it's what held me back for over two decades, thinking that I couldn't have the happiness of loving what I do plus, you know, profit. So thank you so much for starting off with that. And sharing that with our listeners.
My pleasure, my pleasure. And you know what? You made me think about it. The Holy Spirit put in me really quickly when you revisited that to my mind. He said, you have to plant the seed. Well, the seed is doing the work, right? So the seed could be the joy, yeah. The seed could be the peace, and then it will flourish. And that flourish
right.
could be your profits, and it will be overflowing. And so you have to plant the seed. It doesn't matter where you are. You can't just sometimes make money. You got to give. It's like, it's better to give than
right.
receive, than you want to receive later. But plant it in the ground first. So for all of my listeners out there, plant it in the ground and watch it flourish, because it's going to happen. And trust me, when it happens, you'll say, oh, yes, thank you, God.
Wonderful. So what are some of the success barriers that you find in general in your clients and some of the women that you coach or interact with in general? Just a few, one or two.
So some of the barriers that I find with a lot of individuals is the mindset. It is the mindset that literally keeps you crippled from wanting to go more. It's like, you know, you have what the biggest thing that plays off in life is the battlefield on the mind. You can get so much in fear. You can get so much caught up in what other people say that it will literally keep you stagnated. And one of the things that I've even noticed, and I was just speaking with someone a few days ago, I said, oh, my gosh, I had an opportunity to do something. And I almost didn't do it because I almost let fear, because that's a human thing. Everyone goes through it. I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Your moments. And I said, oh, my gosh, here I am. I'm a motivational speaker, and I'm a transformation strategist. I'm almost having this fear in me. I said, no, that is God. That is the enemy. We have three voices, the enemy's, yours, and then, of course, the Lord. I said, I choose to believe what God says. And I went for it.
That's
and when
right.
I went for it, I was like, oh, my gosh. Look at the possibilities and look at what God has allowed me to be able to see. Like, what if I would have let fear stop me? So many individuals, even, you know, myself, we all go through it, can have that battlefield of the mind, whether it is fear, whether it is not believing for more, whether it is sometimes overthinking the process, because so many individuals will get so caught up with thinking it over and over again that they don't even move. And because of that, it keeps you stagnant from getting successful. It keeps you stagnant from not believing that there are other miracles out there for you to be able to blossom with and impact individuals with. And I truly believe that God has a purpose for every single person. But if we let that mindset of mind battle and incarceration of the mind come, we can't break into the freedom. We'll stay stagnant into not being that success that we all desire. And if you want it, it's time to break free. It's time to live that life and believe that literally all things will work together for your good.
That is so awesome. Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. So with that being said, what is something unique about your strategy with clients that helps women to embrace their God-given gifts and make money to further their purpose? So what's something that's unique? We're not asking, obviously, for all the beans. If you want that, you're going to get her contact information so you can reach out to her. But we'd like to know something that's unique about your strategy that helps your clients achieve that.
Absolutely. A lot of my clients come to me, and some of them have not even started a business whatsoever. They're like, I have it in my heart, but I don't know. And then for that seasoned person who comes, they probably just have some mind barriers. But what makes me so unique when they come to me is the reason why we get jazzed about success. We work off of joy. And the joy is what makes everything else flourish into more, which is more money, which is more impact, which is doing things that you literally are walking in power, miracles, and favor with. It is that opportunity for you to be able to have more and not even feel like you're working. You're just feeling like you're having fun. That's what keeps you jazzed about success. They're like, well, what is the strategy? What is the formula? You come into the zone, you'll find out what keeps my people jazzed about success, and it literally helps them to thrive, making greater impact. And then other people are wondering, what is on that person? How are they doing this? You'll see why. That's why we keep it jazzed about
success. Awesome. I love it. So how does one develop confidence to win in a competitive market? So it is a very competitive market, and particularly, I know you probably, you know, also coach coaches or those who are in that space, in various other spaces, I'm sure. But in a competitive market, whatever your market may be, you may be a finance person, you may be a creative, someone who writes, speaks, produces content, you may be, you may even be, you know, a chef with a media personality. But how does someone develop their confidence to win in a competitive market? Just a couple tips on developing that confidence.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things that helps so many individuals is to have that confidence because, like you said, it's a plethora of people out there, and we have a competitive market that we're dealing with.
Right.
We have the online space, which has millions and billions of people because it's worldwide. So how can you stand out? How can people know who you are and what your impact is? One of the biggest things that you want to do, number one, that I tell everyone this, is to be your authentic self. There was a reason that God said, Kiana, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
You're unique. So that means you have something
awesome.
Absolutely different, absolutely, like, you know, yours. It's authentically you. So why would you want to be a duplicate of somebody else just because you see them doing this or see them doing that? You want to be you because that is your light in the world to help you stand out. So why would you want your light to be someone else's light? So that is the one thing that is confidence. When you can accept who you are, the gifts that God is giving you, and walk confidently in it, not trying to be anyone else, that will be what helps you stand out among the crowd. So that is one thing. Another thing is, too, don't compare yourself to nobody else. Competition is
no
the worst
comparison.
Enemy. No comparison.
Yes.
No. And no is in every single language, so I know everyone understands that. No comparison. You don't want to compete and say, oh, I want to be like that, or why are you doing this? That is the number one thing that's going to make you feel like you have to be like someone else. You're unique for a reason. Just think about different brands, like, you know, fast food brands and our different types of cultures that we have. Everyone's different. Like, why would I want to be the same or have a copycat or do something like that? You don't want to compete. You don't want to compare yourself because that's just going to devalue you. We don't depreciate. We appreciate. So that's one of the biggest things that you want to be able to do, and that develops the confidence so that way you, too, can feel like you're all that. I say I'm all that, Jazz, but it's to say that I'm all that because I walk in the confidence that God gave me. And I tell my women out there and those who come to me that you, too, are all that just as well with your skills, whether you're a coach, consultant, maybe you're in the music industry, you're creative, that you're all that just as well, and you can be able to shine bright and have your tribe come to you just as well.
Wow, what an inspiration you are. Yes, you are. So check out her book, Jazzpirations? How do you pronounce the title of the book?
Jazz Inspirations.
Jazz Inspirations. There it is. Jazz Inspirations. Definitely you want to get that in your library, listeners. So how can our listeners contact you and purchase your content, Jasmine?
Absolutely. They can go to my website. My website will have courses, and the book Jazz Inspirations is there as well, and different types of other resources, business resources to help you. My website is Jazzcellence. Just think about jazz. So remember, I keep you jazzed. So think about jazz, and then you're a person of excellence. So just put in Cellence. So jazzcellence.com. So that's www.jazzcellence.com.
Wonderful. And ladies, Jasmine is also in the winter issue. She's featured in the winter issue of Emerge Woman magazine. So you just want to pick up a copy of that. You can hear more about her and Are You Ready for Success? More details on that. So today we just want to thank you so much again for your time and sharing on this episode. Jasmine, it was excellent, energizing, everything that you say that you are, happy, joyful, and inspiring people to their higher purpose and then how to monetize those abilities. So we just want to thank you again, Jasmine.
Oh, and I thank you so much, Kiana, for allowing me to be on your platform to talk to your listeners and jazz up their success just as well.
Absolutely. So to our listeners and the Emerge Woman magazine community, thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, continue to rise, shine, and emerge, woman.